Let's go to Alaska now. On Monday, the Trump administration approved a deal to allow a proposed road running through Alaska's Isimbek National Wildlife Refuge. Locals have fought for the road for decades. Environmental groups say the proposed road would disrupt wild bird habitat and the wilderness there. Previous administrations have blocked the project, but Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has now signed off, paving the way for the 30-mile road. Della Trumbull is a lifelong resident from the Aleutian Islands. She's a member of the Agdaw tribe of King Cove. She's also the finance manager for the King Cove Corporation and has spent decades advocating for the road. Della, welcome.
Glad to be here.
Well, you've been pushing for this road for decades. Tell me why it's so vital to your town and the other residents of King Cove.
This road, we've been fighting for decades, basically, for safe access between the communities of King Cove and Cold Bay. We have weather that changes drastically in a short amount of time over the years that allows us to not be able to fly or, in some occasions, not to be able to get to by boat to a dock in Cold Bay. Over the years, we've lost 18 people with plane crashes in. One of them was a medevac patient for crab fishermen. And myself personally, I've actually watched my daughter's plane crash land at the field in King Cove. It's just the weather can change pretty fast.
And you and many other residents then are convinced that a new road would sort of get around this problem and allow you to drive safely to the next town.
That is correct. We have a higher percentage of getting to Cold Bay, 99.9% of by any mode of transportation would be by road. Cold Bay is the fourth largest airport in the state of Alaska. It has a 10,000-foot crosswinds runway, and many times you can get in and out of Cold Bay at least 98% of the time of the year.
How do residents around King Cove view the environmental concerns here? The road, of course, would have to cut right through the wildlife refuge. Lots of groups and many people in your area say this risks environmental damage to the wildlife there. I know that's important to you, too. So how do you view the balance here?
Well, basically, there are already roads existing within the wilderness in the refuge system. They were built there during World War II. We don't see a problem with roads within the wilderness. We respect the wildlife and the birds. They're part of who we are. We've been a part of this system ourselves, our ancestors, for over 4,000 years.
You've mentioned the need for the road for better access to Cold Bay, better access to the airport, especially for people with medical emergencies. As you know, Della, some of the people who are against this road have pointed out that it would also serve the interests of the local fishery industry, like Peter Pan Seafoods, and some of them suspect that that's also playing a large part here.
That isn't the reason. There is nothing behind that. Peter Pan Seafoods has documented that is not why they want this road. Basically, it's safe transportation, safe access between the two communities.
You've lobbied for this new road with many, many administrations, Republican and Democrat, over the decades. Why do you think you hit success with the Trump administration here and with the Interior Department now?
Well, you know, we're really thankful that the secretary and this administration has been willing to work with us and understand that we have a situation that can easily be rectified by a road between the two communities. This road would not have any detrimental impact at all on any wildlife or birds.
And do you suspect that this decision might wind up in court before the road can actually be built?
That's a possibility, yes, but we will continue as we maintain to fight and never let go until we get this access.
Della Trumbull, finance manager for the King Cove Corporation. Della, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.